Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Tomorrow, voters in Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maine will weigh in on whether last night's raucous Republican debate, preceded hours earlier by Mitt Romney's Anybody But Trump appeal, will offer clarity for the party moving forward. Let's get perspective from Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, first off, in this campaign like no other, I'm wondering the extent to which pollsters put aside the playbook from past elections in trying to predict where this season will lead.
Well, I'm not sure it's all that different in that regard, because when pollsters do ask voters who they would vote for, they're measuring what's happening at that particular point in time. It's the pundit, really, who, for example, discussing Donald Trump early on, said it was unlikely that he could be the nominee and so forth. But pollsters, as they've marched through the season, have said, look, he's doing well in this poll and that poll and that poll and that poll. So I think polling has fairly accurately measured the fact that up to this point, Donald Trump has done well in the eyes of enough Republican voters to give him the victories that we've been seeing in the primaries and caucus states that we've seen so far.
Is there precedent for a candidate so obviously repeatedly putting foot in mouth?
Well, certainly there is. We don't have polling that goes all the way back to George Washington and other candidates, interesting candidates that we've had on the American scene over the years. But we did look back in our Gallup vault to see what we were asking about Ronald Reagan back in the fall of 1980. And at that point, Gallup was doing in-person interviews. They gave respondents a long list of things and said, does each of these worry you or not about Ronald Reagan? And there was a list of things. By the way, the thing that worried them least was that he would not be tough enough with Russia. They clearly thought he would be tough with Russia. But at the top of the list, puts his foot in his mouth, says things without thinking or considering the consequences. 52% of adults back in September of 1980 said that worried them about Ronald Reagan. And that was at the top of the list. Americans were more worried about that than anything else about Reagan at that point. So a candidate who the perception is not well buttoned down in terms of what they said, it certainly pertains to Donald Trump now, but clearly we were seeing it back for Ronald Reagan in 1980.
Last night, Kasich refused to get in the mud, but certainly Rubio and Cruz joined Romney substantially in saying the sky will fall if Donald Trump is the nominee. And yet, at the end of the debate, when each was asked, they would say that they would support Donald Trump if he were the nominee. Does that strike Americans as more politics as usual?
Well, certainly what Donald Trump has going for him based on our data, and these are new data where we just ask Republicans in particular why they support Donald Trump, is that he's not politics as usual, in answer to your question. Number one reason Republicans told us that they would vote for Donald Trump is he's not a career politician. He's an outsider. He would blow things up in Washington and do things differently, and that's what's driving them. And that's really, I think, where the real interesting connection is going on right now between voters and Trump, because the more outrageous things he says, to some degree, the more a lot of Republican voters at any rate say, aha, that's good, because he's not being politically correct in saying things that a normal politician wouldn't say. We know right now that that's what's appealing about Donald Trump, is that he's out of the ordinary. He speaks his mind. He's outspoken. That was actually third on the list of things that Republicans said when we asked him why they support him. Number two was that he's a good businessman. Number four was immigration. And number five is that he would accomplish what he sets out to do and that he's very strong in his conviction. So that's the reasons we're getting back from Republicans who support Trump about why they do it. And being outlandish, it to some degree fits in with that persona.
So then lay out the roster of groups who most keenly feel that he's gone beyond the pale.
Well, number one on that list would be Hispanics, and that's a real issue for the Republican Party. Were Trump to be the nominee, he would have to go up against the Democratic nominee in the general election. In a lot of key states, the Hispanic vote may be more important than ever in this coming year, and boy, there's negativity there. Here's what we have in our data. Nationwide, Hispanics, 13% have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump, 77% an unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump. We can compare that to Cruz and Rubio. Cruz's image splits even among Hispanics, 30% favorable, 30% unfavorable. And for Marco Rubio, it's 34% favorable, 21% unfavorable. In other words, Rubio has a net favorable image among Hispanics. So it's not just that Trump is a Republican. Among Hispanics, it looks like to us, the issue is that Trump is Trump, and he has alienated Hispanics across the country.
Though looking at the delegate map, key states in the short run, March 15th, Florida, Rubio's home state, and Ohio for Kasich. And it's thought that if Trump prevails in either of those, his path is all but guaranteed.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of complicated delegate math that is going on now, as you well know, Dave, and those two states clearly are important because they have so many delegates. And as you just mentioned, both of them have a still standing competitor running who's from the state, Kasich in Ohio and Rubio down in Florida. So we'll see what happens when the dust settles after the voting in those states.
So as of today, what's the profile on Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich?
We ask supporters who say they would like to see Rubio be president why, in their own words. And here we find kind of an ill-defined image. As we talked about, Trump, very, very specific. He's an outsider. He's a businessman. He says what he thinks. He's self-funding. That actually came through. But when we look at the open ends for Rubio, they're kind of, well, I kind of like him. He's better than the other people. Some discussion of the fact that he's honest, and also a few Republicans say they would vote for him because he's more electable. For Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, he has two clear things going for him. He's a true conservative, and also the fact that he is a constitutionalist.
I'm wondering with that, then, what is the overlap between Trump and Cruz voters? Trump voters seem to care less whether he's a so-called true conservative.
That's absolutely right. Our takeaway there is that Republican voters are well aware that Donald Trump has many flaws, but nevertheless, they think his strengths, as we've been talking about, outweigh them, at least to this point in time.
Donald Trump takes credit for energizing Republicans, as evidenced by turnout at the polls. By contrast, it seems like voting is down in the Democratic primaries. Can we make a connection between what's happening in this spring season and November?
Well, we certainly can. I think it's a good prediction. Right now, all indicators are positive for Republicans in terms of eventual turnout in November. Let me give you a few of the examples, some of which you just mentioned. Have any of the candidates come up with good ideas for solving the most important problem facing the country? Republicans significantly more likely to say yes than Democrats. In other words, Republicans more excited about the candidates. Republicans, in our data, are giving more thought to the election than Democrats. In our data, Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting in November than are Democrats. And as you mentioned, the data so far in terms of turnout in primary and caucus states show Republicans are much heavier in terms of turnout. Some of this is due to Trump. Some of this is due to the fact that there have been many more candidates running on the Republican side. Some of this is due to the fact there have been more debates, more excitement, higher rated debates. And some of it, we have to say, is structural. This is a time when Democrats have controlled the White House for 8 years, and the out party typically gets more enthusiastic about being able to take the White House back over than the party that is in control. And of course, that's Democrats.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.